And it's time now for our Headwaters Builders Association program for the month of July. We're brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net. By Our Value Insulators, you can give Sam a call or check out his website, ourvalueinsulators.com. Brought to you by Incredible Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender here in Tomahawk and other Northwoods locations. That website is incrediblebank.com. And by Kuster Design Building Contractors, you can give James a call at 260-3007. See their website, KusterDesigns.com. That's KusterDesign.com, KusterDesign.com. And James is sitting right here across from me now. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you. I understand that you're a Land O'Lakes guy.
I am.
I've been looking at your website, James, and some of the things that I've gleaned from your website. You're a man that you saw a need for something. You were looking for something. You couldn't find it, and you decided, you know what? I'm going to just do this myself. Is that pretty close to how this all got started?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the story about your business and how it all got started.
So, grew up in a family business that we did steel fabricating.
Okay.
And started by my grandfather, and early 90s, you know, I was looking for furniture, couldn't find anything I liked.
Okay.
And because we had a fabricating firm, I had the guys out in the plant make what I designed. And then skip forward a few years and sold off all the manufacturing and decided it was more fun to be on the design side of the table and got rolling with, you know, furniture and then moved into full interiors.
So let me ask you this. You're in Land O'Lakes.
Yes.
Is that where the other business was as well? You just kind of rolled things into this new business? Or why choose Land O'Lakes if you weren't there originally?
I grew up in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And same grandfather. Purchased land on Thousand Island Lake in Watersmeet.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In the mid-50s, built our family summer home in 59, and I started coming up here in 65 and always loved it.
Yeah.
And never figured I would be able to move to the Northwoods because, you know, being from Indianapolis, it's like I really am not cut out to be a lumberjack.
Different and culture here a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
But I, you know, yeah. To me, it's paradise.
Yeah.
And life has wound its way till a year ago. My dachshund and I were able to move here full time, and we absolutely adore it.
Yeah, I spent 18 years in Eagle River. I'm very familiar with the Highway B corridor up there in Land O'Lakes and all those beautiful bodies of water, and it's easy to fall in love with that place up there, isn't it?
It is.
That brings us to the more of the business. Now, it seems to me that you kind of specialize design in the hospitality industry, but you also work with just regular folks with their interiors, correct?
That is correct.
Let's talk about the hospitality part. What are some of the things that people in the hospitality business need that you can help with?
Well, what I see, because I do travel a lot and stay in a lot of properties, that a lot of the independent, you know, hospitality owners, resorts, bed and breakfast, there's a disconnect between the messaging they put on their websites and what they are communicating to potential guests and the reality of when the guests show up at their location. And what I do is help them bring that into alignment, making sure their interiors are offering the best guest experience possible. And for, oh, I'm going to forget the exact number, but every time you move the needle on your like travel advisory ratings, that increases your ability to raise your average room rates.
Yep.
And get a better ROI on your investment. And those two things really need to be in line between your branding message and the guest experience you're offering.
And I hope people in this business are paying attention right now, because I've had some of the same experiences. You do all the research online before you go away. You find an Airbnb or VRBO, whatever you're staying in, and you see these pictures. Wow, they're gorgeous. I can't wait to get there. You get there, you open the door, and it's like, ooh. Pictures don't always tell the whole picture.
Right.
So to speak. And you want those things to jive, because that's what will keep people coming back for more, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You seem like the kind of guy, you see an issue and a problem, an opportunity, and you just jump right at it and try to fix it. I admire that in your personality, because that not all of us have that. You're not afraid to take a few risks to do this, are you?
not at all.
And so when it comes to sitting down with you to put together design for a hospitality business, how does that situation go face-to-face with these people that you're working for and working with?
I like to come in and really, ideally, spend a night on their property, really experience it as a guest and take a lot of notes, a lot of photos, and then sit down with the owner afterwards and go through that report, you know, my findings and make recommendations. Here are where you have opportunities to make improvements in your guest experience through design.
And your clients say, you know what, James, I like your design ideas. I like where you're coming from here. And so come back with some ideas, and then you bring them back those ideas. They can see them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the step after that? They say, I love your ideas, love your designs. What do we do next?
Well, then we start trying to find a contractor and make those a reality, get them executed.
Is that easy these days?
No. But it's not easy anywhere. I mean, I hear a lot of people complain about it's hard to find contractors in the North Woods. But, you know, my business, I work, you know, all over the United States, and it's everywhere that's having that problem with finding, you know, quality contractors. It's not just a local issue.
Okay, I feel a little bit better about that situation, knowing that not the only person going about this. A guest experience, what does that mean when it comes to, we hear that in the hospitality business, we want our guests to have a beautiful guest experience. What does that mean in the design, in terms of design for a guest experience?
Well, one of my favorite examples is in the guest bathroom, right? Okay. So, and you walk in, you're getting ready, you're going to take your shower, and there is no towel bar, towel hook, anywhere within arm's reach of the shower.
Ergonomics are important to you.
They are very important.
Got it.
My bachelor's degree is in industrial engineering. So ergonomics, space planning is very important. So you go to, you know, grab your towel and not have to drip all over the bathroom floor, and there's nothing within reach. You know, if you think about it beforehand, you might take the towel off and set it on the top of the toilet, right?
Yeah.
You know, or you hanging it somewhere where you can reach it without dripping all over the bathroom. And that kind of thing is an immediate, you know, negative experience that the guest is having, and that negatively impacts their reviews on TripAdvisor.
The home I had before the home I'm in right now, it was built and designed by a home designer. And I'll tell you what, the attention to detail when it comes to that, when you guys are putting the plans together based on ergonomics, make it convenient, it makes a big, big difference in your quality of life, I believe anyway.
Definitely. And so, you know, you have to pay attention to those little details.
Yeah.
And, you know, another one, and this one is an easy fix for people, is it seems to become very popular these days to put the only trash can in a guest room hidden behind the toilet. And you're out there in the room, you know, maybe making your cup of coffee with the Keurig, and you take the pot out of the machine, and it's like, well, where am I going to throw this away? Now you're walking into the bathroom and looking for it, or you're even standing at the sink and, you know, use a cotton swab or something, and you go to throw it away. Well, where is it? Well, it's hiding over here behind the toilet. Well, I don't know why anyone would go looking for the trash can behind the toilet.
Right. You know,
have two of them in the space, one in the bathroom, one out in the room, and it's an easy fix.
The property owner is probably thinking, well, I don't want that out in the open. I want that to be hidden somewhere, but it doesn't really work in reality when they hide that stuff.
Correct.
We're talking about the guest experience when it comes to design here. And James Kuster is my guest here this morning of Kuster Design. Check it out online, KusterDesign.com. That's K-U-S-T-E-R Design.com. Let's talk about the rest of us that have some renovation projects at home. Kitchen and bath are, and I've heard this before, James, I know you're right on the money with this. Kitchen and bath are the highest value residential remodels. So if somebody wants to add value to their home, look at those two rooms especially, and then let James and his crew go to work. What can you do for us in our kitchens and bathrooms?
Again, you mentioned, you know, I'm an ergonomics guy, right?
Yep.
So if you're going to update your kitchen especially, you know, I like to work with the homeowner and really understand, how do they cook? How do they entertain? Are they right-handed or left-handed? So when we start designing the kitchen, you know, and looking as to where we're going to put what type of cabinets and drawers and to store, you know, their cooking utensils or their flatware or their Tupperware. Where is that that works best within the flow of how they cook and entertain? And that's how that kitchen gets laid out.
You've solved the Tupperware dilemma?
Yes.
Really?
I had a project once, and the particular client may have been a little, you know, OCD.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But it took us 2 months to work out the design of his Tupperware drawer.
Wow. It doesn't surprise me. I don't know that I've ever... The one place that people want to hide in their kitchen especially is the Tupperware drawer or the Tupperware container because they don't match. They don't stack up nicely the way we'd like them to.
Right.
And it just turns into a cluster in there. And now we can't find what we want when we need... If you've solved the Tupperware thing, James, you are a genius.
Well, thank you.
Again, I just... I'm just sitting here thinking myself, too... why do I have to go all the way across the kitchen and get a towel to dry my hands right here at the sink? Why isn't there something right here at the sink so I can dry my hands off when I'm done washing up?
Right. And that one's easy for, you know, we had these back in the 60s, right? And you open the door and
the cabinet
you have
door,
the little rack that just slides out. It doesn't have to be, like, visible. You don't always have to make sure you have beautiful tea towels. You can have a more utilitarian towel, but it can be hidden out of sight so your guests aren't looking at it.
How busy are you doing all this, whether hospitality-wise or with just private homeowners? How busy are you there at Kuster Designs, and how often can you get out and help other people do their jobs for them?
I am not bored.
Okay.
And
you're a busy guy.
I'm busy, but, you know, my team and I, we have plenty of opportunity to help more folks.
Tell us about your team that makes it all happen up there.
So I'm here in, you know, Land O'Lakes, and then Stephen is down in Indiana,
okay.
And Casey is in New York City.
Oh.
He's actually right now in Paris.
So you're getting ideas not only here, but everywhere. And you know, you've probably heard this more than once. I like the Northwoods look. You probably hear that a lot because we're here in the Northwoods, but you bring the other kind of any other kind of style that people want. You're not just pigeonholed into that. If somebody wants to see a whole world worth of design, you're the guy to call.
True.
Got it. What's the best way to take us through your website a little bit? Tell us why you put your website together the way you did. It's easy to navigate. That's what I'm getting at here. It was just very easy for me to navigate, get on there right away, and I found exactly what I was looking for.
Well, I put the website together, you know, to hit the two primary things we do is, you know, the kitchen bath on the residential side and then for our hospitality clients. But one of the things we added last year in this whole move toward AI is our voice agent. So anyone that comes to our website never actually has to read anything. All they have to do is click on the button and talk to Kyle and have a whole voice, you know, conversation
okay.
with Kyle and ask Kyle any question about our services, how we do it, what we do. And, you know, while we've tried to make it very easy to read and follow, if you don't want to do that, you can just talk to Kyle.
It sounds to me like you have some very specific ideas in mind for people, but you also have an open mind. You're going to listen to what they're going to tell you, and you're going to give them an idea that works and makes the most sense for them in their everyday life.
I am a big believer in designing for every client. I want to understand what they want, how they live, how they operate their business, and we design for them. There is no cookie cutter, out-of-the-box design. And, you know, it may sound like a cliche, but we're also all about authenticity in how the client lives or operates their business and finding those things that are in alignment with how they live.
I think it would be a fantastic adventure to do a project with you, James, just based on what I've learned here a little bit today and what looking at the website. And so if somebody wants to get into that adventure with you and start this process, from the time they sit down with you, and I would assume that everything is different, but it's pretty hard to say how long out you are as far as getting the project finished from the time you sit down. But I have a feeling that patience is going to pay off when they work with you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you promise that.
I do.
Absolutely.
I have some folks that we've been working together 15, 20 years on multiple projects.
Got it. And so check out that website. See some of the work that they've done. James, it was really nice to meet you here this morning. I know you're on your way south here, and so I'm really glad that you got to stop in here. Why is it important that you joined the Headwaters Builders Association with your new business?
Joining Headwaters was very important to get to know the local contractors and suppliers in the area. And I like to source as local to the project as I can. And we have some amazing resources here in the North Woods, you know, people that are, you know, making their own lumber products and artists. And it's just really important to source locally as best we can.
Well, James, I'm glad you stopped in. I'm glad that I got a chance to meet you and learn a little bit more about your business as well. And you welcome back here anytime you want, okay?
Sounds great.
Good to see you, James. Nice to meet you as well. We're brought to you here this morning, yes, by the Headwaters Builders Association, also brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander, Monaco. The website is carpetcityonline.net. Our Value Insulators in Rhinelander, that website is rvalueinsulators.com. Incredible Bank online at incrediblebank.com, and by Kuster Design Building Contractors. Again, you can call James if you like what he heard just now. Give him a call and talk to him yourself. 260-3007 online at kusterdesign.com, KUSTER design.com.